page 126. Exercise E. Listen for main ideas.
Today we're going to discuss the idea that the number of choices people have, for example, when shopping in a store or online, impacts their happiness. Are people happier with more choices? Are they happier with fewer choices? Luz, do you have a question?
Yes. Aren't more choices always better? Everyone likes options.
Do they? Would you prefer this menu or this one? Yuichi, do you think more choices are better?
Not really. I was going to buy an electric toothbrush online last night, and there were hundreds of different options to choose from.
Wow. So did you buy one?
No. All those choices were too overwhelming.
Well, that is a great example related to the research we're going to look at today. In 2004, a psychologist named Barry Schwartz wrote a book called The Paradox of Choice about these ideas. Schwartz provides evidence that in many societies that have a lot of money and freedom to choose where to live, how to live, what to buy, people say they are less happy and less satisfied with their lives.
So, are you saying that people are less happy overall because they have more choices?
Yes, that's the paradox. More choices mean less happiness. We're going to look at how choice impacts individuals. We'll look at two types of personalities that Schwartz talks about in his book, maximizers and satisficers. These terms are probably unfamiliar to you. So, what do they mean? Well, let's start with maximizers. Does anyone here have trouble making a decision when, say, you are at a restaurant or in a store? I'll bet some of you do. Some people worry a lot about which meal to order or which shoes to wear with an outfit. They want to be absolutely sure to have the best. They are perfectionists, or what Schwartz calls maximizers. The second personality we could call Mr. or Ms. Good Enough. People like this don't need perfection. They are satisfied with things that are pretty good. Sure, they want to look nice or have a good meal, but they feel that the difference among many of their choices is not that great. They usually make decisions more quickly than maximizers. Schwartz calls these people satisficers. They appreciate good quality, but they are not too worried about every detail. They are not perfectionists. Sound familiar? Maybe some of you are satisficers. So, do you think that maximizers or satisficers might have more difficulty when faced with lots of choices?
Well, the perfectionist, right? The maximizer?
Yes, that's right. Schwartz believes that maximizers are likely to have trouble getting things done, have increased levels of stress, and therefore are likely to be less happy. They have a greater risk for becoming depressed. Satisficers, in contrast, are more likely to be, well, satisfied with their lives. So, what can you do if you are a maximizer? First, just be aware of it. Sometimes, just being aware of your personality type can make life easier. Perhaps you can think differently in certain situations. Second, understand that this quality can also be very useful. There are many professions that require perfection. Do you want your doctor or surgeon to be Mr. or Ms. Good Enough? Or how about designers of space shuttles or airplanes? Last, do something to reduce your stress level. Exercise, meditate, or just do something you enjoy. Any questions?